What is the difference between planning for the future and just listening to the mind's horror stories? How do we know which is what? I'm planning, yes. See, basically I would say from the point of the three modes, you know what three modes in Bhagavad Gita, Sattva Guna, Rajo Guna, Tamo Guna. The mode of goodness is when we do planning. The mode of ignorance is where we do fear mongering for ourselves. This will go wrong, that will go wrong. So the effect of planning is that we feel calmer. The effect of fear mongering is that we become more agitated. Because what happens in ignorance, in tamoguna, the mind is in control. Mind is like, it's like imagine you are watching a TV and all the channels have horror movies going on. You know, each channel that you see, you become more horrified, more horrified, more horrified. So when the mind is in control, it says, hey, this problem, it can go like this. Hey, this is a horror movie. Or it can go like this. This is also another horror movie. This can go like this. This is also another horror movie. What should I do now? So what happens? The mind just shows, when the mind is in control, it just shows us terrible scenarios without letting us do anything tangible about it. So the mind is taking, before I can think how to deal with this, mind immediately shows me something else. This may go wrong, that may go wrong, that may go wrong. So these things can go wrong, and we should use our God-given intelligence to prepare for things going wrong also. But we need to be in control. That means the test of planning is that when we are making plans, we feel calmer. Not that the problem is solved, but that we are better prepared to deal with it. So if, okay, now, the, you know, we, okay, what happens? Say if I'm thinking and this problem, this may like go like this, go like this. No, but what about this? No, that's a different scenario. I'll think about later. Let me focus on this right now. So usually, it is good to deal with big problems when we are ourselves in a calm frame of mind. Maybe we have done some prayer, done some scriptural reading, maybe done some, taken some deep breaths, calmed ourselves down. Then deal with it. So then it helps. Otherwise, it simply worsens the situations. So planning is very helpful, and it helps us also to recognize that planning helps us to recognize the difference between possibilities and probabilities. What is possible? Actually, anything is possible. For example, the roof might collapse and we may all die right now. That's possible, but you know, we can't live in the fear, what if? What if the roof collapses? Everywhere we go, there's some roof. So we can't live lifelong in the fear that roof will collapse. So now, but a probability means that if say the city officials have come and told this house is on the verge of collapsing, get out of this house, and still I'm staying in that house, then it's not a possibility, it's a probability. So we also have to differentiate between possibilities and probabilities. Yes, there are problems in life and we need to deal with them. But letting the mind come up with horror movies is the worst way of dealing with them. Because we are actually disempowering ourselves from the capacity to deal with them. Because we are becoming overwhelmed by them emotionally. But by calmly differentiating in the mode of goodness, okay, this is unlikely. This is something which is possible. If I lose my job, maybe I can do this, I can do that, I can do that. If this doesn't work out, I can try this. I can try this. You know, I have this skill also. I have this background also. I can do this. You can make plans like that. Does it answer the question? Yes. Thank you.